This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, the robotics team from White Earth's Circle of Life Academy takes their robot to the regional tournament. Reporter Melissa Townsend brings us the story.
So what we're going to do is put those on.
Doug Schultz is the adult mentor to the robotics team at the Circle of Life Academy on the White Earth Reservation. There are six students in the group, and they meet four times a week. It's early February, and the group is building their robot from scratch. The team is designing this robot specifically to compete in a big robotics tournament in late March.
We're going to have some motors that suck the cube in here.
The robot has to be able to pick up a stuffed cube, lift it over its head, and drop it on a platform behind its back. And the robot will do all these things by remote control. It's the end of March now, and we're here at the North Star and Medtronic Regional First Robotics Tournament in Minneapolis. We're at an arena on the University of Minnesota campus, and the Ogichida team from White Earth is here with Squeevercoon, their robot. They're competing with 59 other teams from around Minnesota. They are the only tribal school team here. The team includes Titus, Joey, Cameron, Olivia, and Derek. Titus Alvarado is the team captain. He's 15 and in ninth grade.
How long have you been doing robotics?
First year.
What got you interested?
Friends told me to join robotics, and I got nothing to do at home. So gave it a shot, and I like building, engineering, learning about new things. Yeah.
What do you think about all these other teams?
Good robots, very cool designs.
The Ogichida robot is also a cool design. It stands about 3 feet tall. It has a metal frame with plexiglass sheets that protect its inner core of wires, tubes, and machinery. It moves on wheels.
So are you excited to be here? How does it feel?
Yeah, a little nervous, but fun.
There's a field set up on the arena floor where the robots compete. Each team is trying to score as many points as they can in each round. How do you score points? Your robot picks up small yellow stuffed cubes from the floor and puts them on one of two small platforms. It's actually more complicated than that, but that is the basic idea. The first round begins, and the Circle of Life robot takes off toward the middle of the field. But then it stops. It stutters back and forth. I'm watching with team member Olivia Mason.
Is it stuck?
Seems probably the connection went out with the robot and the system.
When the round is over, the team carries the robot off the field and back to the pit. They need to figure out what's wrong. After a few minutes, I catch up with Titus again.
Okay, so that first round didn't go exactly as you had planned, huh?
Oh, yeah. We lost left side of our motor, so we're trying to figure out what's going on. We got a new joystick, see if that does anything.
10 minutes pass, and now with a new joystick and a new computer, the team gets another chance in round two. Squeevercoon takes off.
Man, it's working great now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cubes. Oh, there's another robot totally in the way. Oh, that ain't right. That robot's totally blocking you on purpose.
Yep. They're trying to defend the chute. They're trying to defend the blue chutes on my side.
Even with the other team's block, the Ogichida team does exactly what they planned. In the end, Squeevercoon has landed 5 cubes on the switch. Back at the pits, Doug Schultz addresses his team.
I am the proud coach of Team 3367 Ogichida Robotics. That was awesome, you guys. We had failed, but we found some resources, we got some help, and we competed. I'm super excited about that match, and now we're going to run for it.
The Ogichida team, with their robot Squeevercoon, competed in 10 qualifying rounds in total. In the end, they were awarded the Switch Master Award. Congratulations, Ogichida team from Circle of Life Academy. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.